Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hello and welcome to the podcast.
The podcast, yes. Now, you can't stay for this podcast. You need to get out of here.
Not really, mate. I'm feeling very, very unwell. I'm not feeling good.
Man, it could be the man flu.
No, it's not the man flu, not at all. It's some sort of... Anyway, I've got to go. But a massive day today. Topic Train. Topic Train was a good one.
Your joke of the day was good.
And Dr. Carl.
I'm glad you said that my joke of the day was good. Cause
yeah, well, it was actually, I was talking it up.
I know,
it
you didn't like it. I like what you did there. You're giving it a bit of an extra boost.
Well, I'm hoping that anybody who's listening to the podcast will go, I should stick around for the joke of the day. And the secret is... it won't be in the podcast.
You're going to do that. It's not even getting in there.
But Dr. Carl makes it in.
Oh, he gets in there, but my joke of the day doesn't get in there.
No, God, no. Why would it? It was terrible.
Jeez.
We want people to come back to the podcast.
It was actually quite a good joke.
No, it wasn't.
I'll tell you what it was.
You know what?
If it's not making the podcast, I'm going to tell you right now.
No. It'll be on the socials, I promise, because we Zoomed it. So Jono, the tech expert, he'll make that happen on the socials.
I think you're lying just so I don't tell it now. But anyway,
this is what happened
on the show.
A year ago, this time last year, we were just off the back of fires, a drought.
And then more floods.
And now here we are in like torrential rain that's just gone on for days and days. And it's just kind of, the world is... changing, I reckon.
I reckon there might be something funny going on.
Some science in all of this that is leading to some of these things. What do you reckon?
If only somebody had like picked up on something or warned us,
like a scientist out there that would actually kind of do the research and go, hey, wait a minute, I think maybe we should be kind of looking after this the place we live in.
Is this where I come in and I say, guess who's joined us this
morning? Exactly where you go.
Okay, well look, we do have Dr. Carl online. He has written a brand new book. It's called The Little Book of Climate Change Science. Dr. Carl, g'day mate.
Very well, thank you. Good morning, Dr. Straney.
You are a person who is passionate about this and you're researching it and you're right in the middle of it. How do you feel? How do you feel emotionally? Do you feel like it's all over? Do you feel like we've turned a corner? Do you feel like we have a future with this? Where are we with this?
Where we are is with the wrong politicians.
Yep.
And there's nothing personal. They've been confused.
They're not confused. Dr. Carl, do not try and tell me that our politicians are confused. They're not confused. They're following the money.
You may well say that, but I could not possibly say that. If you vote for a politician and they refuse to bring down carbon dioxide levels, you're voting for the wrong person. Just change your vote.
But the politicians as well, they're using the fossil fuel industry to fund the economy as well, aren't they? I mean, that's part of it as well.
Interesting you should say that, because firstly, most Australians wrongly believe that gas mining and exploration employs 10% of Australians. Yeah. It employs 0.2%. Yeah. And most Australians wrongly believe that the income, the revenue stream from fossil fuels is 10% of Australia's GDP. In fact, it's 0.2%. And here's something else. According to a 2019 report by the International Monetary Fund, and they're a very hard-nosed organisation, out of all of the government revenue, all the government revenue on the whole planet, 8% is given as a present for free, never to be paid back to the fossil fuel companies. And each of us, including our children in Australia, on average is paying $2,300 out of our post-tax income as a present to the fossil fuel companies.
Oh, wow.
Each year. You add it all up, it soon adds up to a reasonable sum.
Yeah, wow, they're incredible stats. There you go. Tell you, anyone in any doubt whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and like I said, my son every day will bring me a new fact from your book, Dr. Carl. He is absolutely obsessed. And if you want to really read about climate change and the science of climate change, Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change Science, it really is just a wee little book.
Just a little book?
It's like as big as your palm. You can take it absolutely everywhere you go. Make sure you get it. Dr. Carl, always great to catch up, and fingers crossed that something actually happens in the future for us, eh?
We just need better politicians. Tell me when your son's running for Parliament, federal Parliament. I'll vote for him. And your daughters as well.
Yes, that's right.
Dr. Carl, great to catch up, mate. You're a legend. Thank you.
You're awfully kind. Thank you so much, Dr. Straney, Dr. Damien and Dr. Michelle.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and Damien's
topic train. All right, so the topic train, I give Damien and Michelle a couple of different topics that are making news at the moment. We find out a bit of a story about these two. An amazing picture of a couple in Port Macquarie, their wedding kiss. They were dropped off defiantly in front of floodwaters.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, got me thinking. Guys, when was the last time you looked at your wedding photos?
Oh. Damien?
We don't really look at them, to be honest. it's not a thing that we...
Eileen,
do you have one on your wall, though? Do you have a big wedding photo on your wall?
No, we don't. No, nothing like that. There's one in a frame somewhere in the house, but...
Somewhere in the house.
Where?
It's somewhere. I don't know.
Even I know where our wedding photo is, and we're not even married anymore.
Is yours on the wall? Like a massive one on the wall?
Well, it's not going to be on the wall. They're not married anymore.
It's a little one on the microwave, and it's face down.
Oh, that's hard.
But only because it's on the microwave because we moved house not long ago, the kids and I, a couple of months ago, and I don't even know who. I'm assuming Nodgy, our, you know, beautiful nanny and Nana. I think she probably found it when we were moving and she's popped it on the microwave.
Yes.
And I kept walking past it and it was grossing me out, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Fair, cool.
I was thinking, plus I had certain visitors that I didn't want to see it.
Yes, of course.
I didn't want them to get the wrong idea and think, oh, is she still into him? But no. I thought, but the kids might want to see it there.
Well, the kids were the kids there on the wedding day? They weren't there.
Well, no, but he's their father. Anyway, one day I had the you-know-whats with him and I walked past and just went bang.
Bang, that was it.
Put it down, face down.
Fair enough, really. Extraordinary vision that's come out overnight after these floods on the north coast, up around Kempsey Way. People are calling it spider vision. I don't know whether or not you've seen it. Thousands and thousands of huntsman spiders have been trying to escape the floodwaters, crawling up people's fences, getting into homes, and we're talking thousands of baby huntsmen. So I want to find out.
I just watched it then. I don't care about spiders. Do you, Damien? Do you like, does it freak you out seeing that?
Look, a huntsman, I don't mind huntsmen, even though they're scary. When I first arrived from Ireland, I was like, what the hell are these things? Mm. These things are insane. The biggest spider I've ever seen in my life. Eileen still tackles all the spiders on our behalf. I don't like to, just in case. I mean, she's lived here longer. She knows it better. So I don't take risks with them. But
I'm the spider wrangler in our family.
Yep.
They don't bother me, but you don't like them. You couldn't just pick up a spider and throw it out the front door.
No way. I'll get it. I will put it out. As a rule, all spiders go out. You know, I'm not one of those.
You don't kill them.
I don't injure a spider, you know, because we all know that what happens when you injure a spider, boom, you get lots of rain.
What happens?
Exactly.
It rains.
Oh, is that what happens? I did not know that.
You.
It's a known fact.
Come back and get you. This is the big one. Sharon Stone in the news recently.
Yes,
the weekend,
she's written a book, that's why.
Yeah,
she's written a memoir.
That's right. And she says that she was actually pressured into having sex with a co-star to have chemistry on screen. Want to find out from you two, when did you, when did you do the hanky-panky with a co-worker?
The hanky-panky with a co-worker?
God. I mean, we're not talking us three.
Oh, jeez.
We're all happily... You
okay,
know,
this
married.
One's over to you, Michelle. You've had a lot of co-workers over the years. Yuzi and you know.
Yuzi? Oh, please.
You know.
No, never. Never, ever, ever. Never.
Never had a bit of hanky-panky with a co-worker. All right, well, let's throw it back at Damien.
Many years ago, though, I always concentrated on the glass boys who worked in the pubs that we used to do stand-up comedy in.
Mm. The glass boys. Ooh.
Yeah. Because they all looked like Jeff Buckley. Back in the day, back in the 90s, they're all these like...
They've got the long hair, looking cool. Yeah
long hair and flannelette shirts. Mm.
Damien Lee thinks he's getting out of this. Damien, when did you have a little bit of hanky-panky with a co-worker?
Well, Eileen, my wife, was a co-worker.
Was she?
We met working together. We used to chat to each other across each other's desks on the phone, pretending that we were talking to clients, but in fact, we were talking to each other. And lo and behold... Romance blossomed.
Of I course, won her over. Most people meet their partners at work. Most people do.
This is where
beautiful.
It all happens.
Yeah.
You know, she loved my trench coat. She loved my long Jeff Buckley hair. And that's just how it was.
Yeah. You see, Tanya,
where were you working?
It was at a CD manufacturing company.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Adorable.
As it turns out, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, Tanya.
Where was Tanya?
Well, Tanya was a police prosecutor. So you say that, you know, you meet your partner at the place of their work.
And you were arrested?
Correct, Amundo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's the topic train.
A misdemeanor. It's all right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, look, the other thing that's happening with climate change is that it's changing our employment structures. It's changing our economies around the world, and some jobs just won't exist anymore. And we have to factor that in, guys. This is a conversation.
Oh, a conversation starter. Okay.
Yeah, so, you did not realize that I was transitioning. So I'm really good at conversation.
You just went straight into it, yeah.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm quite good at conversation.
You're a pro.
Yeah, I am. I am a pro at it. And so what I was doing there was I was showing you how you can pivot a conversation. Okay. Now what I've done here is I've taken it to another level, because I've taken you through the beginner's phase of conversation starting, and I'm showing you now we've moved it up a level in our tutorials, and we've taken it to the next level, and you've all graduated. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very
you
much.
You're now intermediate. Okay. Well, the Illawarra has moved on to intermediate level conversation starter. So now we've pivoted. We've taken it from an awkward conversation, which is climate change. Now that's a conversation that is going to split people, and it's going to lead to awkward situations, and we don't want that, Illawarra. What we want to do is we want to pivot away from that, and we want to move into a more general area. And so we go, oh, climate change. Ouch. Awkward. Pivot. And we move it into another area, and we go, hey, you know what's a job that needs filling? I was just reading the other day, in Japan, they're facing a shortage in a certain line of employment. And if anybody's looking for a job and wanting to retrain, Japan needs more ninjas.
Oh, you know what? I've wanted to be a ninja my whole life.
There is literally a ninja shortage in Japan. There's very high demand for ninjas. And look, more specifically, it's in the showbiz arena. These days, there's mostly a call for show business ninjas, not so much fighting.
Not real, okay.
Not well. They still do need to be real ninjas. They need real ninja skills. They need to be able, I guess from what I've seen of them, they need to be able to jump backwards onto high buildings and things of that nature. Uh-huh. They need real ninja skills. They don't so much need to be protecting their lords and things like that. But there is a genuine lack of ninjas these days in Japan, and it's upsetting.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
Because they're such a beacon of tradition.
I'm so disappointed. What if Godzilla arrives, okay? Godzilla arrives in the morning. You need ninjas to deal with the likes of that sort of thing, okay?
Ninjas.
It's also been a rumor that Godzilla's underneath the ocean somewhere.
So for anybody looking to retrain...
Even the Loch Ness Monster, who's going to save us against the likes of them? Ninjas.
For anyone looking to retrain across the Illawarra, may I suggest that you just look into, I don't know if there's any sort of TAFE courses or anything. I'm not sure about
why
that.
Why is there a shortage in ninjas? Can they not get married or something? Is there some sort of restriction that's putting them off going into the ninja hood?
I'll leave that up to you and your own personal research, Damien.
All right, I'll look into it. Okay, thanks.
It's a really interesting area. And here we are conversating about that.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, you got us going there. And I'll tell you what, the Illawarra this morning, they will be captivated by the ninja.
They sure will
level.
Be.
Arena.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling about intermediate level, though, guys? Are you feeling?
Not too bad. I think we're there.
Right.
I think we're ready to pivot to the next level as well.
Oh. Well, no. Let's
no, that's just how I
stay at intermediate. No, well, you're not ready.
Baby steps.
Okay.
So
Rainy,
I'm.
Take
you're
your
not.
Time.
All right,
take your time.
Fine. No dramas at all.
You're up yourself.
Get
just
stuffed.
Relax and stay.
She said you're up yourself.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, Damien Leith. This segment is all about you finding the weirdest stories on the net. And you often do it, and I'm very pleased. Today, you're not so sure, but mate, don't talk yourself down.
All right.
Always find some weird story.
All right, well, first of all, one weird story, and it's very brief. World's first airport for flying cars and drones opens this year. It's official, guys.
Wow.
We are in the era. We're in the era of flying cars. Yes.
What?
This is happening over in England. They're going to build the first airport that deals with flying cars and drones. And it looks really cool. It looks like something out of Total Recall.
You know, all you need is Arnold Schwarzenegger there to really hype it up. I'll be back. But, you know, the story that has really caught my attention, because that's just an aside, is that right now, Michelle, get this, you can buy a house in Italy for $1.
Me?
You. Anyone.
I love these stories. I love these stories. What's the catch, though? I have to live in it, like, immediately. I have to renovate it. What do I have to do?
You've got to renovate it, okay? So, now, these are little houses in a little village called Lorenzano in southern Italy's Basilicato region. It looks gorgeous. Gorgeous area, okay? You do not need to give a deposit. In the past, you've had to give deposits for these things to prove...
Well, it's a dollar.
You don't even have to give anything. What they've done in the past is they've gone at $1, but you've also got to put a down payment to cover the renovations you're going to do. Now sure. You don't even have to do that. You can buy the house for $1, bada boom, bada bing. You have to commit to do some work on it, all right? Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's up to about $5,000. And there you go. You will own a piece of Italy. You will be an Italian manor owner.
Well, I don't know that it's a manor. So take a look at the... So take a look at Google Maps. No, I'm not quite sure it's a manor.
They're gorgeous. Look, don't be criticizing the houses. I'm looking at them. I know the one you're looking at.
They're very close to Tuscany. So, you know, I mean, like, you're very close to some really amazing places in Italy.
And by the way...
And also, I mean, like, given our sort of housing market, you know, you can't buy a house in Australia for less than $500,000, really, can you? Anywhere?
No,
anymore?
No, that's right.
Well, you can buy the ruins of the Lorenzano Castle, all right, for $1. You can own a castle.
I mean, come on. We're crazy. Jeez. We're chumps.
Get with the picture,
we're living
lads.
Here like suckers.
I like that. You know, you're only 90 minutes away from Florence.
Look at sea.
Oh, and San Marino. Again, 90 minutes from
90
the
minutes
of
for
San
one,
Marino.
For $1, you own a piece of Italy.
Now, what's the catch?
No, the catch is you've got to renovate it, okay? You do have to do some work on it. You can't just kind of buy it and then do nothing with it.
Sit on it.
You've got to turn it into something.
I mean, I can think of another catch. Aren't they still, like... having record COVID numbers,
come on,
they're still riddled.
That's going to be gone soon. Okay, you got to plan for the future. It's all about planning ahead. You'd be like, che ore sono? You'd be going around saying that all the time.
You can't swear at the Italians like that, Neil Awara. We've got plenty of Italians who are now going to send a message of complaint.
No, that means what time is it?
No, it did not.
It is. Cafe latte time. Cafe latte.
It's always latte time in Italy.
It's a mocha time. It's gelato time. It's spaghetti time.
Send me that link because I will send it on to you.
I'm
so close to San
for
Marino.
$1.
For a dollar. That's amazing. Can you post something to our Facebook page now?
And is that why this
doesn't even have asbestos?
Sale?
No asbestos?
No asbestos. It's just. They've got no interiors.
It's just four walls and that's about it.
That's
good luck
it.
For the rest of the building job.
On. It's a start.
So for a dollar, that's not too bad. The renovation's going to cost you about $750,000. Yeah. Still,
small
not
price
bad.
To pay.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.